Good morning and Hare Krishna. I'm Charu Chitinidas presenting Hare Krishna Breakfast Show. Studio clock, it's a couple of minutes past 8 o'clock as per Western calendar and Vaishnava calendar. Today is 8th of March 2008, Saturday, Pratipatthiti Gaurapaksha, Sadhya Yoga, Purva Bhadra Nakshatra, and this is the appearance of few great Vaishnavas. So we are implementing Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga is the yoga of love and devotion. The path of Bhakti serves to reconnect us with the divine and to reawaken the eternal blissful love that lies within each of our hearts. Bhakti is the ultimate goal of yoga system, the perfection of yoga. Lord Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, and all yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga, and is the highest of all, Sri Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita. Bhakti Yoga begins with Shravanam and Kirtanam, hearing and chanting in this age. Let us chant the holy name of the Lord to begin this wonderful morning.
Oh,
Hare Krishna. Bhakti Yoga begins with Shravanam and Kirtanam. Vishnu Puran explaining Varna Ashrama Chara Avatar Purushena Parah Puman Vishnu Aradhyate Pumshan Nanyat Tattosha Karanam. The whole life should be engaged how to satisfy Vishnu and Krishna. Or Krishna. That is Varnasram Dharma, the four orders of the social orders and four orders of the spiritual orders, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra and Brahmachari. Other way, Grihastha, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. These orders are made for Krishna realization. These Vedic principles are there to understand Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, Vedeshya Sarvai Ahamevya Vedyam. If you want to know Veda, or if you want to know Krishna, if Krishna is not in Vedas, you have to associate with devotees, you have to listen from the pure, absolute truth from the mouth of pure devotee of Krishna. Today's lecture topic is about teaching of Lord Chaitanya. Let us concentrate our mind and hear from a self-realized soul, His Holiness Bhakti Chalu Swami. Definitely we will hear some devotional songs or prayer in between. This morning I will narrate a glorification of Jagannath Das Babaji, briefly about Shivaratri and some information about His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami. Let us concentrate our mind to hear from a self-realized soul.
Thank you. is very important, especially for us, those who are the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And not only for us, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings are very important for anyone who is interested about spiritual life, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings are the summary of the entire Vedic wisdom. Mahaprabhu summarized the Vedas and gave it in the most sublime form, in the form of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Some other time, if we have the opportunity, we'll discuss how the Vedas actually extended from pranav, the sound vibrations that Brahma received from Krishna is the pranav, omkar. And from that omkar, the wisdom extended in the form of Gayatri, and then it further expanded in the form of the entire Vedas. And then this wisdom converged into the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So we can see, like in the beginning of creation, the sound vibration came in the form of pranav, and from that the entire Vedas expanded. And then the entire Vedic wisdom converged into the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself didn't write anything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not give anything in the written form. He just spoke, and he simply asked everyone to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Jare dekho, tare kaho, Krishna upadesh. And Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama iva kevalam. This was Mahaprabhu's teaching. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching was given he personally gave Shikshashtakam. He simply explained what the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is. He simply explained what the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is in the form of this eight verses, Shikshashtakam. But he gave the teachings to some of his very intimate associates in different occasions. Mainly to Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Ramananda Roy, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. These are the personalities Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally gave different aspects of the Vedic wisdom. He revealed different aspects of the Vedic wisdom to these personalities. And these, especially the six Goswamis, explained Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings in elaborate way, giving the evidences from the scriptures. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just spoke and gave the essential understanding, but for the posterity, the Goswamis, six Goswamis, who are these six Goswamis? Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and Sri Jiva Goswami. So these six Goswamis are the principal propounders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally instructed Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami are two very, very special personalities. They were the ministers of the government of Bengal at that time. And not only some ordinary ministers, they were the prime minister and the finance minister, the chief minister and the finance minister. Sanatana Goswami was the chief minister and Rupa Goswami was the finance minister. So these are the two most important positions in the government were held by these two personalities. And they were also elder in age, elder than others, other four Goswamis. And the other Goswamis actually accepted them as their preceptors, as their teachers. And out of them all, Rupa Goswami holds a very special position, because Rupa Goswami presented the essence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. But in order to understand Rupa Goswami, we have to approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings through Sanatana Goswami. Because what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave through Rupa Goswami is the most lofty understanding of Krishna consciousness. But through Sanatana Goswami, the philosophy was presented step by step. So Sanatana Goswami, because he was the chief minister of the king of Bengal at that time, when he wanted to resign, the king was very upset. The king was Muslim, and still he had Sanatana Goswami, a Hindu Brahmana, as his chief minister. And because Sanatana Goswami accepted a job in the Muslim king, under the Muslim king, he was ostracized by the Brahminical society of Bengal at that time. Actually, this depicts how narrow-minded the society was in India at that time. The Hinduism at that time came to a very, very degraded condition. And especially the Brahmanas, they were exploiting people in the name of religion. And it was very, very unfortunate condition. And at a time like that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to uplift the society and give them the perfect understanding, perfect spiritual understanding. So when we see the social condition at that time, we can see that it was so bleak and ominous. And at a time like that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and gave the most profound and most magnanimous spiritual philosophy. He included everyone and did not want to exclude anybody. So Sanatana Goswami, although he was a very, very elevated Brahmana and a great devotee from his childhood, actually he is a Nitya Siddha, he is an eternally liberated soul. Who is Sanatana Goswami in Krishna's pastimes? Which Manjari? No, Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari. Sanatana Goswami is Ananda Manjari. And Sanatana Goswami was he is an eternally liberated soul, and also from his childhood we can see his behavior was extremely exemplary. When he was a little boy, once he had a dream that a Brahmana came to him and offered him the Bhagavatam. And in the morning, literally a Brahmana came to him. One Brahmana came to him and gave him a Bhagavatam. And since that time, Srimad Bhagavatam was Sanatana Goswami's lifelong companion. He said, Madeko Bandhu, my only friend, my only companion, my only shelter, my only support. That is how he treated Srimad Bhagavatam from his childhood. And Sanatana Goswami was extremely pious person, very, very advanced in spiritual practices from his childhood. But unfortunately, the superstitious and narrow-minded Hindu society at that time ostracized him. And when they ostracized him, Sanatana Goswami still continued to practice Krishna consciousness at home. And it is said, it seems the class is supposed to, what time the class was supposed to start? Anyway, try to be punctual in your class. Don't be late. It's only three, four days class, and if you come late, then so Sanatana Goswami was practicing Krishna consciousness at home, and it is said that whenever a brahmana came to that area, they would take shelter, or they would take a visiting brahmana, a traveling brahman, used to stay at Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami's house. So when Sanatana Goswami wanted to resign from his position as a minister, the king became very upset. And when Sanatana Goswami was determined to resign and join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king arrested him and kept him in the prison. And anyway, you all know what happened, most of you know. Sanatana Goswami escaped from the prison by bribing the prison keeper, and he traveled to Vrindavan on foot. Not only on foot, but he was taking the forest road so that no one can actually recognize him, because he was a very well-known person, and also the chances were there that the king may send his men to arrest him on the way. Therefore, he traveled through the forest path and mountainous regions. So, by the time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already returned from Vrindavan. He visited Vrindavan and he was coming back, and on the way he met Sanatana Goswami in Benares. And in Benares, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami got to know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. So he went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the house of Tapan Mishra. And at the time, his appearance was like a Muslim mendicant. He had long beard and he was wearing a dress which was more like a Muslim mendicant. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Tapan Mishra, go, there is a Brahmin, there is a Vaishnava waiting at the door, call him in. So Tapan Mishra went out, couldn't find the Vaishnava. So he went back and reported to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I'm sorry, I couldn't find any Vaishnava. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, was anybody there? And he said, yes, there is a Muslim fakir. So he said, okay, call him in. So when he was brought him in, when he was brought in by Tapan Mishra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately went and embraced him. And Sanatana Goswami didn't want to let Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touch him because he was feeling very embarrassed. He felt that he was very dirty. For so long he didn't shave, he didn't look very clean. And so he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please don't touch me, I'm so unclean. And Mahaprabhu replied, I'm touching you in order to purify myself. With your spiritual potency, you can deliver the three worlds. And then after this initial exchanges, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him to get civilized. So Sanatana Goswami went to the Ganges and shaved up, took a bath in the Ganges and threw away his old clothes. And Tapan Mishra gave him a new dhoti to wear. But Sanatana Goswami refused to accept that new cloth. He told him, give me an old one. So when he insisted, finally Tapan Mishra brought him old cloth, old dhoti. And Sanatana Goswami cut the dhoti into half And with one half, he wrapped it around, he covered his lower part of his body, and with the other half, he covered the upper part of his body. And that actually is the dress that the Goswamis followed. Goswamis used to wear. And nowadays, these Babaji's in Vrindavan, those of you who went to Vrindavan and Radhakund must have seen, they just imitate those dress of Sanatana Goswami. But that is not appreciated by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and his followers. In our line, we do not try to imitate this very, very advanced devotee's dresses. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami dressed like that because at heart they are completely renounced. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur pointed out that that color of white is the nirguna, is a situation beyond the material nature. And the material nature is influenced by the three modes, ignorance, passion and goodness. Now the goodness is symbolized by saffron. The highest region of goodness is symbolized by saffron. And that saffron is the sign of renunciation. And our understanding is that being situated in the varnashram, accepting sannyas, we will worship the lotus feet of the Goswamis, holding their lotus feet on our heads. So that was the mood of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then instructed Sanatana Goswami. And these instructions were very wonderfully recorded in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So in the Madhya Lila, volume 8 and 9, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings to Sanatana Goswami has been presented. So I will request that you all read those chapters very carefully, chapter 20 onwards. Sanatana Goswami asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please tell me, who am I and why I am suffering the threefold miseries of material nature? Ke ami amare kane jare taputrai. Who am I and why am I afflicted by the threefold miseries of material nature? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied by saying that you do not have any, you are not afflicted by the miseries of the material nature. You are a liberated soul. You are free from this material bondage. But still you are asking this question in order to confirm the facts, confirm the teachings, and also for the benefit of others. A self-realized soul asks questions not for his benefit, but for the benefit of others. Through these questions, the other people, the other listeners, benefit. So, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to explain that the Vedas basically deal with the three aspects of knowledge: Sambandha, Abhidheya, and Prayojan. Sambandha is the relationship between the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And by understanding this Sambandha, one becomes free from the bondage of matter. It is due to our forgetfulness of Krishna that we have become bound in this material nature. Now, the release from this material bondage therefore lies in understanding Krishna. So this understanding Krishna is the Sambandha aspect of Vedic wisdom. And then how that relationship, the means or the process to establish that relationship with Krishna is called Adhidheya. And to be situated in that loving relationship with Krishna, and by means of developing our loving relationship with Krishna, to become elevated to the spiritual platform is the ultimate goal of life, and that is called prayojan. So these are the three aspects, sambandha, avidya, and prayojan, which is the crux of the Vedic wisdom. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, Swami, that there are different ways of approaching the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are different spiritual processes for approaching the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And those processes are Jnana or speculative knowledge, yoga or mystic means of understanding or perceiving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and devotional service. Jnana, yoga, and bhakti. Now, due to these three different processes, a few minutes ago I mentioned that one should come to the class in time. So, due to these three different processes, different aspects of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is perceived. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is one absolute truth without any duality. There is no duality in Krishna. Krishna is devoid of duality. But although he is Advaita, one without a second, and a personality without any duality, due to our perception from different perspectives, that same personality appears to be
Hare Krishna. You are listening Hare Krishna morning program. Every Saturday morning, 8 till 9 a.m., I present this program on behalf of Hare Krishna Temple. Our temple address is 197 Dang Street, Albert Park. Contact 9699-5122. Definitely, we will continue the same topics next week, because 21st of March, we are celebrating Gaur Purnima, the appearance of Lord Gauranga or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, same person. Looking at the studio clock, let us listen one bhajan and then go proceed for the next one.
Money. Like what you're hearing? Ever thought of becoming an on-air announcer? Well, you can with new courses starting soon at the Win FM Training School. You can become skilled in the areas of on-air DJing, scripting, interviewing, news, and much more. For more information, contact Training Coordinator Lee Hayhow on 0402 529 735, and you can join the team of volunteer announcers on your station, your voice, 88.9 Win FM.
Hare Krishna, friends. Today is very auspicious day. I'll narrate a glorification of Jagannath Das Babaji. Little brief information about Shivaratri and His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami. Let us see. What is Shivaratri? Last week, many people performed some austerity. So Shivaratri means the night of Lord Shiva. Every lunar month on the 13th or 14th day of the dark half of the moon phase, there is a Shivaratri. But in the Vedic month of Falguna, February and March, there is a Mahashivaratri. This year it falls on the 16th, 17th February, depending where our planet, where we are in a planet. The ceremony takes place mainly at night. This festival observed in the honor of Lord Shiva, who was married to Parvati, Mother Durga or Mother Gauri, on this day. Vaishnavanams Yathasambhu. Lord Shiva is the greatest devotee of Lord Vishnu. Lord Krishna is in the analogy considered to be likened to milk. Milk is the origin of so many dairy products. Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. So Krishna is the origin of everything. Krishna or Vishnu is the origin of everything. When Krishna wants activity overseen of the modes of Tamaguna, he expands himself, transforming his supreme powers to act in that way as no one else could. And in that state, he is Sambhu or Shiva. So it may be seen that milk that is transformed become yogurt, but that yogurt can never again become milk. This is presented in Brahma Samhita. Lord Brahma is explaining who is Lord Shiva. Brahma Samhita. Siram jatha tadhi dadhi vikara vishesha yogyat sanjayate nahitvatta prithagasti heto yasambhutamapi tatasamupaiti karyat Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So this is the position of Lord Shiva. So today is disappearance day of Jagannath Das Babaji. So Jagannath Das Babaji is one of the great Acharya in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jagannath Das Babaji was respected by all the Vaishnava community and was thus known as Vaishnava Sarvabhauma or chief among the Vaishnavas. There are some nice stories connecting him with the finding of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace recorded in Sri Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. Srila Jagannathas Babaji, born around year 1800 AD, he spent many years in Vrindavan where he becomes famous as a perfect devotee. Particularly, he was enthusiastic in serving the Lord's devotee and performing kirtan. In later life, his servant Bihari Lal used to carry him on his shoulder in a basket. Though when he would hear a kirtan or himself be engaged in kirtan, his body would extend itself out of the basket like a beautiful banyan tree, and he would loudly shout, "Nitai ki naam eneche bhai, Nitai ki naam diyeche, O Lord Nityananda, what a wonderful name you have brought, O Nitai, what a wonderful name you have given." The stories which I would like to share with you is when he was 120 years old, living in a tent at Sri Navadvip Dham with Bihari Lal, his servant. He would eat prasadam from a large brass plate which someone had given him as a donation. A puppies which had taken birth nearby began to come and eat off Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj's plate, but he did not object. After a few days, however, Bihari Lal saw what was happening and disgusted to see the dogs eat from his guru's plate. He drove away the dog. Jagannath Das Babaji chastised Bihari Lal angrily, saying, "If the dogs can't eat, I won't eat." His servant had to search out to bring back the puppies. And as they joined Babaji Maharaj again over the plate, he exclaimed, "All glories to the dham dogs, all glories to a dog who took birth in a holy place such as Navadvip. Thus he always displayed his great respect for all the residents of the holy dham." On another occasion, he had his servant purchase 200 rupees worth of sweets and instructed him, "Feed them all the holy places cows, but don't give anyone pretend devotees." Sri Jagannath Babaji Maharaj was such a great devotee that the famous Bhaktivinoda Thakur called him the commanding chief of the devotees. When Srila Bhaktivinoda was looking for the actual place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace, he asked Jagannath Babaji to go with him. During the many changes in the course of flow of the mighty Ganges River, some parts of the sacred dham or Navadvip, Navadvip means nine island, had changed. The Ganges had revealed old and lost places and reclaimed new ones. To this surprise, Bhaktivinoda Thakur discovered that the modern-day city called Navadvip was not more than 100 years old and therefore wasn't the Navadvip of Sri Chaitanya. Some said the birth site was on a place now in the Ganges, while some said it was in the city of Navadvip. Dissatisfied, Bhaktivinoda pushed on looking. He found some antique maps and government records and authentic books written at the time of Lord Chaitanya, all of which agreed that Mayapur Navadvip Dham is situated on the east part of the Ganges. To Bhaktivinoda's amazement, he found several large mounds covered with the sacred tulsi plants on land owned by the Mohammedans. It was shrouded with local rumors of strange lights at night and strange sounds. So the owner believed it is haunted place, would not go there. Many old Babajis of the time, however, believed this is to be the actual birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Convinced it was true, Bhaktivinoda, inspired by Jagannath Das Babaji, went there to the spot with Jagannathas Babaji being carried in the basket. Due to his old age, Sri Jagannathas Das Babaji couldn't open his eyes but had to forcibly open them. What to speak of walk, but upon arriving at the transcendental site, he jumped out from the basket and danced in ecstasy, shouting Haribol, Haribol, and Gauranga, definitely establishing it to be the very same birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. Gaura avir bhava bhumestam nirdishta sajjana priya vaishnava sarvabhoma sri jagannathate namaha. I offer my respectful obeisance unto Sri Jagannathas Babaji Maharaj, who is respected by the entire Vaishnava community and who discovered the place where Lord Chaitanya appeared. Sri Jagannathas Babaji Maharaj had a disciple named Bhagavad Das Babaji Maharaj, and Gaur Kishor Das Babaji was his disciple. However, at this time, there was another great exponent of Vaishnava teaching that we have already mentioned. His name is Srila Bhakti Vinoda Thakur. Let us listen one prayer.
Vanaspataya Shantih, Vishve Devah Shantih, Kama Shantih.
The peace upon all over the planet by the removing the avidya. Avidya means ignorance. That's why we need the light coming from the Lord. So we have to remove our ignorance by associating devotees, listening Vedic literature, Vedic knowledge, and practicing accordingly. So let us listen about His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami. Tamal Krishna Goswami, governing body commissioner and initiating a spiritual master, served as ISKCON governing body since 1972 to 2002. And ISKCON initiating spiritual master from 1977 to 2002. Tamal Krishna Goswami was born in New York City in the United States in June 1946. He joined the International Society for Krishna Consciousness in 1968 and was accepted as a disciple by ISKCON founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada in San Francisco. the same year. Immediately, he emerged as a leader and assumed various positions of leadership, spearheading an establishment of ISKCON temples and centers in India, France, Great Britain, and United States. He worked closely with Srila Prabhupada as his secretary and as governing body commissioner for India, developing major ISKCON projects in Vrindavan, Bombay, Mayapur. 1972, he was awarded Sannyasa, the renounced order of life in Jaipur, India, and assumed the title of Goswami, meaning controller of the senses. 1974, Tamal Krishna Goswami returned to the United States to work on large-scale preaching programs, organizing and leading book distribution and the unparalleled Radha Damodar Sankirtan book distribution party. As one of Srila Prabhupada's most trusted disciples, Tamal Krishna Goswami served as personal secretary to Srila Prabhupada 1977 during the 7 months before Prabhupada's passing in the same year. 1995, Tamal Krishna Goswami enrolled in Southern Methodist University in Dallas, Texas and graduated with a master's degree in religious studies 1998. He then moved to the University of Cambridge, Clare Hall in England as a doctoral student under Dr. Julius Lipiner, and where his thesis was on the Krishnology II of ISKCON's founder A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Tamal Krishna Goswami was well liked in the academic world and a respected member of the American Academy of Religion. His award-winning essays and papers have been published and presented to the Academy of Religious Scholars and Theologians. He also authored written books, including two classical Vedic dramas and articulate Gaudiya Vaishnava Theologian. His lectures, which are available in audio and video format. Tamal Krishna Goswami passed away in a vehicle accident 2002 March in the sacred place in Fulia in West Bengal, India. He left this life the same way he lived it, completely absorbed in service to the spiritual master and Krishna. His samadhi is placed beside Srila Prabhupada's samadhi in ISKCON, Sri Mayapur Dham. Though no longer physically present among us, he lives forever through his instruction, books, academic work, and in the hearts of all those leaves he touched. Today, in Melbourne Temple, disciple and well-wisher of Tamal Krishna Goswami celebrates Vyas Puja. We all are invited for this auspicious occasion. If you know, next week is Virama program. So his disciple, one of his disciples, chanting of Hare Krishna will be seen at our local Virama festival. Dancing and chanting is Yuga Dharma for current age. Looking forward to see you all at Virama. So nearly it is time for end of Hare Krishna program for today. So let us chant together. Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama. Looking at the studio clock, it's nearly 9 o'clock. Next show on this station will be very well known in Saturday morning, so-called Fast, Lean and Invincible. Hope you all had enjoyed today's Hare Krishna morning program. I'm Charu Chaitanyadas from Hare Krishna Temple. Please accept our humble request and invitation. Every day we are open, but especially inviting you for Saturday and Sundays, Melbourne's famous Hare Krishna Free Feast, which is full of absolute transcendental activities. 4:30 Kirtan, 5 o'clock Bhagavad Gita discourses, simultaneously children's activities on other building, 6 o'clock Prasadam, 7 o'clock Sandhya Arati, and every Sunday after 7:30 there is a story time. Find your place in Hare Krishna Temple. Our address is 197 Tank Street, Albert Park. Contact 9699-5122. Don't hesitate to call me for any queries regarding today's program, or by any means if we can assist you to progress towards Krishna consciousness. My contact number is 0412-696-559. Wishing you and your families very good weekend with spiritual progress. Looking forward to see you again next week, 8 o'clock. Until then, Hare Krishna.
If you're looking at a low-cost way to promote your business, consider using 88.9 Win FM. We're the station for Melbourne's Greater West, one of Australia's fastest-growing areas, with our unique range of programming from ethnic radio broadcasts to specialised music shows, community talkbacks to live sport coverage. We can reach listeners that other stations cannot. For further details on promoting your business on Win FM, contact sponsor coordinator Tony Slingsby on 0414 495037.
Win FM weather.
Yes, and now it's time for the weather for the city of Windham and Surah.